რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4
ეთერშია ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. შეერთებული შტატების თავდაცვის მინისტრის განცხადებით, საქართველოსთან სამხედრო კავშირები კიდევ უფრო გაღრმავდება. დონეცკისა და მარიუპოლის სიახლოვეს სროლაა გამოცხადებული ზავის მიუხედავად. ბარაკ ობამა 10 სექტემბერს გამოაცხადებს სტრატეგიას ექსტრემისტული ჯგუფის ისლამური სახელმწიფოს წინააღმდეგ. თბილისში ვიზიტით მყოფმა შეერთებული შტატების თავდაცვის მინისტრმა ჩაკ ჰეიგელმა განაცხადა, რომ მის ქართულ კოლეგასთან ირაკლი ალასანიასთან შეხვედრაზე განხილულ იქნა ერთობლივი მიზანი სამომავლოდ კიდევ უფრო გაძლიერდეს სამხედრო თანამშრომლობა, განსაკუთრებით უკრაინაში რუსეთის ღია აგრესიის ფონზე. ჰეიგელი თბილისში ჩავიდა უელსში გამართული ნატო სამიტის შემდეგ, როგორც სააგენტო სივილ ჯორჯიაი უწყება. ალასანიასთან შეხვედრის შემდეგ გამართულ პრესკონფერენციაზე ჰეიგელმა საქართველოს ერთგული და სანდო პარტნიორი უწოდა და განაცხადა, რომ შეერთებული შტატები კვლავაც დაუჭერს მხარს საქართველოს თავდაცვითი საშუალებების მოდერნიზაციის პროცესს, ისევე როგორც საქართველოს მისწრაფებას გახდეს ნატოს წევრი. ჰეიგელის შეფასებით, უელსის სამიტის შედეგები მნიშვნელოვანი ეტაპია ალიანსისკენ საქართველოს სვლის გზაზე. ჰეიგელი შეერთებული შტატების პირველი თავდაცვის მინისტრია, რომელიც საქართველოს 2003 წლის დეკემბრის შემდეგ სტუმრობს. ალასანიასთან შეხვედრის შემდეგ ჰეიგელმა გმირთა მოედანზე გვირგვინი მიიტანა საქართველოს დაცემული სამხედროების ხსოვნის პატივსაცემად და შემდეგ ალასანიასთან ერთად ესტუმრა კრწანისის საწვრთნელ ცენტრს, სადაც უკვე 10 წელზე მეტია შეერთებული შტატების საზღვაო ქვეითები ქართველ სამხედროებს წვრთნებს უტარებენ. დღესვე ჰეიგელი შეხვდა საქართველოს პრეზიდენტ გიორგი მარგველაშვილს და პრემიერ-მინისტრ ირაკლი ღარიბაშვილს. აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში დონეცკთან ახლოს 7 სექტემბერს სტაბილურად ისმოდა სროლის ხმა და ამოდიოდა შავი კვამლი, რამაც გააძლიერა შიში, რომ ორი დღის წინ გამოცხადებული ზავი ჩაშლის პირასაა. სროლა ისმოდა დონეცკის აეროპორტის მიმდინარე ტერიტორიიდან. აეროპორტს უკრაინის სამთავრობო ძალები აკონტროლებენ, თუმცა მათ მაისის შემდეგ რეგულარულად უტევენ პრორუსულად განწყობილი სეპარატისტები. წუხალღამით ზავის დარღვევის შესახებ ცნობები ვრცელდებოდა აზოვის ზღვასთან მდებარე საპორტო ქალაქ მარიუპოლიდან, რომელსაც მთავრობის ძალები აკონტროლებენ. იუწყებოდნენ, რომ მათ საარტილერიო ცეცხლი გაუხსნეს. ამ ცნობების გავრცელებამდე შაბათს უკრაინის პრეზიდენტი პეტრო პოროშენკო და რუსეთის პრეზიდენტი ვლადიმერ პუტინი სატელეფონო საუბარში შეთანხმდნენ, რომ ზავი დაცული იყო, თუმცა მყიფე. პოროშენკოს განცხადებით, მან და პუტინმა განიხილეს გზები ზავისთვის სტაბილური სახის მისაცემად. შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტი ბარაკ ობამა ამბობს, რომ 10 სექტემბერს სიტყვით გამოვა და გამოაცხადებს სტრატეგიას ექსტრემისტული ჯგუფის ისლამური სახელმწიფოს წინააღმდეგ. ობამას განცხადების ფონია შეერთებული შტატების მხრიდან ერაყში ამ ექსტრემისტული ჯგუფის წინააღმდეგ საჰაერო იერიშების კამპანიის გაფართოება. თავდასხმის სამიზნია ისლამისტი მებრძოლები, რომლებიც ამბარის პროვინციაში სტრატეგიულად მნიშვნელოვან კაშხალ ჰადიტასთან მთავრობის ძალებს უტევენ. პარალელურად ჰადიტასთან ახლოს ერაყის სამთავრობო ძალებმა და მათმა მოკავშირე გასამხედროებულმა ჯგუფებმა კონტრშეტევა განახორციელეს და კაშხლიდან 10-ოდე კილომეტრის მოშორებით მდებარე ქალაქი ბარვანა გამოიხსნეს ექსტრემისტებისგან. ავღანეთში სასამართლომ 7 კაცს სიკვდილით დასჯა მიუსაჯა 4 ქალის ჯგუფურად გაუპატიურების გამო საქმეში, რომელმაც მთელი ქვეყნის მასშტაბით გამოიწვია აღშფოთება. 7 სექტემბერს ბრალდებულები დამნაშავედ მიიჩნიეს 23 აგვისტოს ქაბულის შემოგარენში გამართული ქორწილიდან ქალაქში მანქანით მიმავალი ქალების გადაცებაში და გაუპატიურებაში. სასამართლო პროცესი პირდაპირ ეთერში გადაიცემოდა ავღანეთის ტელევიზიით. აქტივისტების თქმით, ავღანეთში გაუპატიურების ბევრი შემთხვევა დაუშველი რჩება, რადგან მსხვერპლი თავს შერცხვენილად გრძნობს და პოლიციას არ მიმართავს. ამავე დროს შარიათის კანონებით მსხვერპლმა 4 მოწმე უნდა მოიყვანოს დანაშაულის დასამტკიცებლად. წინააღმდეგ შემთხვევაში შესაძლოა თავად ის დანაშაულონ მეუღლის ღალატში. ავტორიტეტიანი უფლებადამცველი ორგანიზაციის Amnesty International-ის თანახმად, სულ უფრო მეტი მტკიცებულება მიუთითებს, რომ უკრაინის აღმოსავლეთში ომის დანაშაულებს ჩადიან როგორც ქვეყნის მთავრობის მომხრე გასამხედროებული ჯგუფები, ისე სეპარატისტთა ძალები. ლონდონში განთავსებული ორგანიზაცია აღწერს განურჩეველი სროლის გატაცების წამების და მკვლელობის შემთხვევებს და აცხადებს, რომ ბრძოლაში მონაწილე ყველა მხარე ავლენს გულგრილობას სამოქალაქო პირების სიცოცხლის მიმართ. Amnesty International-ის ეს განცხადება მანამდე მომზადდა, სანამ 5 სექტემბერს ზავის შესახებ შეთანხმებას გამოაცხადებდნენ. რუსეთი უარყოფს კონფლიქტში რაიმე ფორმით მონაწილეობას, მაგრამ Amnesty International-ის უკრაინის საკითხების მკვლევარმა ჰეზერ მაკილმა რადიო თავისუფლებას უთხრა, რომ რუსეთი კონფლიქტს აღვივებს პროროსულად განწყობილი სეპარატისტებისთვის იარაღის და სხვა სახის დახმარების მიწოდებით. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება, ამით ვასრულებთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვებას.
In Spanish, we say, la mejor variedad del mundo. VOA Music Mix.
Everybody says, the world's best variety. VOA Music Mix.
Will you keep it?
Hey everybody, this is Rob Reinhart. It is Acoustic Cafe, 2 more hours of great acoustic music. This time, 20 years ago with Honey DeFranco, right now with Passenger in Bahamas, Father and Son Earl, and our extended in-studio visit this week with Adam Duritz and Counting Crows.
Because Mr. Jones was a huge hit on the radio, and we were not in the top 200. It was when we played Around Here on TV, I really think that Around Here broke us, because that's the song that shows you what Counting Crows is really like.
Although they came to the world's attention about 20 years ago with their debut called August and Everything After, they'd been together for about 5 years leading up to that debut, and they are still together, and in fact, making music like never before. A covers collection in 2012 changed the way the band worked and the way Adam looked at songs. Last fall, he brought the band to New York to sort through his song ideas as a band, a first for Counting Crows, and in the process, they created the first album of new songs since 2008, called Somewhere Under Wonderland. We're going to hear some of those songs and more in an extended visit with Adam and Counting Crows this week on Acoustic Cafe. But first, it's an old song from folk legend Tom Paxton, In the Hands of Puss in Boots. That's Nora Jones, Catherine Popper, and Sasha Dobson. We recorded them at Studio G in Brooklyn earlier this year, doing a version of Leaving London for Acoustic Cafe.
There's a dark and rolling sea between my love and me. As I walk through this cold, lonesome town, as I wish for a better day, I need a place to stay. If it's just a board to spread my blanket down, often all I change my shirt just to wash away the dirt, and it's over to American Express. She didn't even send a line, though I know she has my forwarding address. If I could beg, steal, or borrow a ticket on some old ship or plane, I'd leave old London tomorrow to my own true love so full they barred the door. I sang a song that she loved so well, and it wouldn't take too long to make up another song of a lonesome and sad farewell. If I could beg, steal, or borrow ship or plane, I'd leave old London tomorrow to fly to my own true love again. I'd leave old London tomorrow to fly to my own true love again.
Anymore. Now she's figured that ain't what her sweet time is for. Gone are the days of the game playing boys. She won't let her heart be one of their toys anymore. Hold on to the ones who deserve you, those who strengthen cherish your heart. To the selfish and cruel, bet I'm short, strong, and dues. Make a promise to be true to all that you are. He don't suffer no fools anymore. Now he's figured that ain't what his sweet time is for. He don't wanna be no one's sweet little whirlwind no more. Hold on to the ones who deserve you, those who strengthen and cherish your heart. To the selfish and cruel, bid them short, strong, and dues. Make a promise to be true to all that you are. Baby, let it ride easy and let it ride slow. The less that you fight it, the more you can grow. It's a long, hard road when you can't go alone. So lighten your load and just see. You suffer no fools anymore. Once you figure that ain't what your sweet time is for, banish the hope that's so hard on your soul. Can't make someone love you, I've always been told. To strengthen and cherish your heart. To the selfish and cruel, bid them short, strong, and dues. Make a promise to be true to all that you are. Hold on to the ones who deserve you. Those who strengthen and cherish your heart. To the selfish and cruel, bid them short, strong, and dues.
Favorites from Canada. Originally from Winnipeg, the band is called The Ducks. Spelling on that is D-U-H-K-S. This week on Acoustic Cafe, something from their brand new album, which is Beyond the Blue. That is a song written by The Ducks' lead singer, Jessica Havey. It is called Suffer No Fools, one of the originals. They also mix up traditional music and originals and some contemporary covers on the new album, Beyond the Blue. And they describe themselves as a polyethnic folk band, and they are, really, mixing Afro-Cuban and modern soul and folk and rock and roll. Huge crowd pleasers on the festival circuit. We started the show with Leaving London, a song by Tom Paxton from the 1960s, done by Puss in Boots. We recorded them at Studio G in Brooklyn earlier this year. Puss in Boots is Nora Jones, Catherine Popper, Sasha Dobson. Their new album is called No Fools, No Fun. We're going to continue now with a couple of guys who have formed bands and taken names to describe both their solo work and their band work. We'll start with Passenger. It's actually a guy named Mike Rosenberg. He formed Passenger about 15 years ago. But sometimes he's just busking as Passenger, and sometimes he's out with a full band as Passenger. His new album called Whispers also has a solo acoustic bonus disc. And from that, we'll hear the solo version of Passenger, Mike Rosenberg doing Coins in a Fountain for Acoustic Cafe.
Dark, but my love is a lantern shining up like coins in a fountain. Hope is a tree sitting on a mountain where the grass don't grow. There's a sad old sea, but my love is an island, wild and free like the hills in the highlands. It's a breeze that brings me back to dry land where the flowers grow. And love is a baby born, and love is the last unicorn.
is a poison, love is a remedy, singing out like sweetest of melodies. It's a ghost in the deepest of memories, stronger than tenemy, fear is the enemy. In the dark and it creeps like a shark in the coldest sea, the deepest part, but hope is the beat in the oldest heart, a hand in a hand and a brand new start. Love is safe by your side, on the coldest of nights, and love is the only song I'll sing all night. Love is the truest of words, and love is the last winter bird, and love is the only song I'll sing. Till my throat is sore.
Afi Jervinen on Acoustic Cafe goes by the name Bahamas. That is something from the new album, which is called Little Record Girl. And interestingly enough, the new album tries to address this discrepancy between solo and band name. The album is called Bahamas is Afi. Afi Jervinen, founder of Bahamas. And then before that, Mike Rosenberg solo. Mike Rosenberg as band is called Passenger. And there's an acoustic bonus disc in the new album called Whispers. We heard the acoustic version of Coins in a Fountain. Bahamas, back to them for just a second. Afi Jervinen, well-aligned with Leslie Feist, who goes by the name Feist, of course, in her performing career. They've performed together lots over the last decade or so. Let's listen to Feist live in our studios without Afi Jervinen and the song called Get It Wrong, Get It Right on Acoustic Cafe. Here at Acoustic Cafe, that is Feist with her band back in 2011. The original was on an album called Metals back then. And ahead on Acoustic Cafe Part 1 with our in-studio guest Adam Duritz and the band Counting Crows.
Music so real,
you can hear it.
VOA Music Mix.
Years ago, that song entered the pop charts, eventually rocketing to the top five, creating a stunning debut for a band from California called Counting Crows. But as Counting Crows songwriter Adam Duritz points out, the song that actually let people know that Counting Crows wasn't a one-hit wonder of the 90s was the one they did on their first Saturday Night Live appearance. While Mr. Jones was shooting up the charts, the band chose to perform this song on national TV instead.
Step out the front door like a ghost into a fog where no one notices the contrast of white on white.
Round here, a much darker, moody track from that same album, August and Everything After, let the world in on the deeper songwriting of Adam Duritz. At this point, Counting Crows has been together for about 25 years, and this week they released their seventh studio album called Somewhere Under Wonderland. A covers collection in 2012 called Underwater Sunshine changed the way the band worked and the way Adam looked at songs. Performing and rearranging other people's songs have a way of leaving a mark. So last fall, he brought the band to New York to sort through his new song ideas as a band, which was a first for Counting Crows. And in the process, they created the first album of new songs since 2008. In the intervening 6 years, Adam also wrote music for a play called Black Sun, which found him writing songs for characters that were neither himself or his fictional creations, and that, too, was brand new. To talk about it all and play songs, both old and new, Adam Duritz and Counting Crows join us this week as our in-studio guests.
Well, we didn't take any break.
Right.
We just stayed. We kept playing and working. And I mean, I wasn't writing songs for our band, but I was writing songs for the play.
Yes.
But, you know, at the same, instead of doing a regular record right then, we did Underwater Sunshine. So we didn't really take any time away from anything. Most of the work you do as a band is about the collaboration. You get these skeletons of songs, which are chords and lyrics, and you work together as a band. You know, as far as being a member of Counting Crows, that's what that involves, is taking these skeletons and turning them into, like, songs. And that's the same thing we did on Underwater Sunshine, because you're getting to experience all these different kinds of songs from different writers, and it's like getting to collaborate with all these people that aren't there. But the actual experience of being in the band is very similar. So for us, there was no real break.
The songs that you were writing for the play, Black Sun, when did the writing for that begin?
Right in the middle of that period. You know, right in that period when we would normally have made another Counting Crows record.
So you weren't having to differentiate between what would be a Counting Crows song and what songs would fit well with the play, because writing for a play is a very different thing. I mean, you're writing specifically for characters.
Well, that's why I wasn't different. That's why we didn't make a record, though. I did not want to write a song and say, well, what should I put this here or there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just wanted to, like, get my head in the space of writing about something and then put everything I wrote towards that, you know. Trying to figure out which place to put songs, that would drive me crazy.
Right.
So, you know, that's why we made Underwater Sunshine, which was great in that period. And we'd always wanted to make that record anyways.
Writing the character songs for the people in the play, interesting challenge, something that you probably hadn't done before. What were the kind of characters that you were writing for?
There were people living in New York, some people around my age, some people younger, some good deal older, some men, some women, which is the first time. I mean, I'd never written for anyone but myself.
Right.
So it was really interesting to write for, actually, women.
Last summer, I went to New York. I was talking to, it was John Mellencamp, T-Bone Burnett, Stephen King on this musical that Mellencamp had written the songs for. And he said the exact same thing, that it was writing for women that really kind of opened them up, like writing as a female character.
I thought so, too. In fact, I think the songs that I wrote for the women were the best songs in the play. I thought they were way better. I mean, I liked songs I wrote for the men, too, but the women's songs were really cool.
Yeah. A play also gets to bring in new partners. I mean, you get to work with, you know, a writer and a director and a musical director and actors. And you also get to hear your songs done not by you.
I mean, collaborating is something I'm very used to doing, you know, because I've been in a band for 20 years, more than 20 years.
25.
You know,
yeah.
And I've had a crew that I've worked with, many of whom are the same people from the very beginning. So I'm used to, like, collaborating with different people to put together a whole machine that moves around, you know, whether it's doing tours or records or, I mean, I had that experience when I worked on movies, that I actually found that producing movies was, a lot of it was right in my wheelhouse, because I was very used to working with lots of different people.
Mm.
And also, like, sort of valuing the work of all kinds of different people, where I think a lot of people get snotty about that. But I for me, it was just like, I'm very clear on the value of everybody working on a project. You know, I really loved, more than anything else, I think, not performing it. It was very liberating to write and know that I wasn't going to sing it, that it was for other people to express every night. But also because I've never been to a Counting Crows concert. I've watched a movie. It's not the same thing as being there in person. And, like, when we put the play reading on, I watched my songs being performed, and it was really great.
You say liberating. Were you precious at all about how these songs were going to be interpreted and how they were going to be performed? Or really was it, no, I'm going to let somebody else do this and hear what they do with it, and it'll be wonderful.
I want everything done right, and I want everything done really, really, really well, whether it's my band or a movie I'm working on or a play. But that said, being a good collaborator is all about appreciating the contributions of other people. I mean, the best thing that ever happens when you're collaborating with somebody is you're wrong. But the truth is, the real secret is to be incredibly demanding and also open to appreciating the contributions of other people.
Short night, lift the lid on daylight, 6:09 West Tennessee time, and I bought all my days at the
same place where the girl sells her nights to a guy of ocean tide. Carry me south to the sea, along with your memories of me. We are born in the water, and I will return to thee. Color lights, birthday cakes, candle wax.
Acoustic Cafe back on the 17th of August. The song is called God of Ocean Tides. It is new. It is found in its original form on the new album Somewhere Under Wonderland. Our in-studio guest on the program this week, Adam Duritz of Counting Crows.
So you're writing the songs for the play. You're doing them the covers record, Underwater Sunshine. But meanwhile, all the while, there's Adam Duritz who exists and observes his life and his surroundings. So while you didn't want to write new songs for yourself, were you storing these ideas and observations along the way?
Maybe somewhat. Yeah. Not necessarily back then, because this, you know, a lot of what I was doing back then went into writing. It just went into the play. I took all those feelings and put them into things for the play at the time. I didn't realize at the time, but I think what was happening was that I was really changing the way I wanted to write in the wake of these experiences. But I didn't see that as that at the time. I just thought I was not writing good songs.
Right.
I think
right.
That was what was happening, because for me especially, I've never been someone who worked over songs over a long period of time. I usually finish songs in one sitting, depending on, that could be a very long sitting or a very short sitting, depending on the song. So when I started to come up with these things and they seemed so different, I think I sort of like, I would get excited about them for a minute, but then they didn't seem right, so I just sort of stopped. But after a while, I realized I wasn't finishing anything. And so I thought, well, I better keep track of what I'm doing at least. And so I started really notating everything, either in songbooks or in my phone or in my computer. You know, I just started recording everything I was doing, singing it into things, taking notes, you know, extensive notes on things. So at least even if it was just a soundbite, I would have it. We had the best year and a half of touring in our lives last year. The band was so finely tuned, I really wanted to go record. I knew I had a lot of stuff. The thought of, like, translating all that stuff, I wanted a bunch of the guys to come over and help me sort of excavate all this stuff out of my phone and these notebooks and sort of get some feedback on all of it. So, you know, I asked Dan and Millard and Immer to come to my house, and we started like a week every month during the fall. We would just get together and crash out at my place, and we would start going through these pieces, you know. And like the first time we did it, we excavated all these little chunks of songs, and it's like, played them together, and I got a lot of feedback from those guys. They really loved these pieces of music I had.
And we should point out that this was different than the way things had usually been, correct?
Usually I just sat down and wrote the songs myself,
right,
or we worked on them together, but they came out in one, you know, in like one burst.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time I actually asked a bunch of people to come to my house, like, and just sort of, when I had nothing. We just started working on stuff, and, you know, the first time we excavated, like, all these different pieces of music, but we didn't finish anything, although we did end up writing a lot of God of Ocean Tides, and then I finished it a couple days after everyone left. But then the next month when we got together, we did 5 songs in 6 days, the bulk of the record. I mean, wow. It's Earthquake Driver, Scarecrow, Cover Up the Sun, Dislocation, and Elvis Went to Hollywood, all in this 1 6-day span.
Would you be working on lyrics and they would be working on music separately, but in the same place? Was that kind of how this...
No, I had the pieces for all these. I had these pieces of music, which is what we sort of found last time. And we would work on them together, and then we would develop, well, this would be good if it went to here. What if we did this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Scarecrow, I'm like working on the verse, and I said to Dan, I wish I'd come up with a chorus for this song. He's like, well, what about the one you wrote? And he's like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, when we were here last month, you wrote the chorus for the song. I thought you wrote the chorus for the song. And I'm like, I don't think so. I don't remember it at all. And he goes, no. And Dan is like, he's very good about habitually recording everything. Anything you do, he's like, wait, let me just record that. So then he goes to his phone. He searches through his voice memos for Ron. He goes, wait, listen to this. And it's like, it's me going from the verse, which I have, to Scarecrow into this chorus part. And he's like, yeah, isn't this what you meant? Including the background vocals, which I'm singing along. I call and answering myself with the do 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 do. It's all in there. I'm like, I had forgotten I did it, you know. And Dan's like, no, it's right here. So you know, it's part of like, sometimes it's them coming up with things. Sometimes it's them bouncing ideas off of me. Sometimes it's as simple as like something I did that I forgot and they recorded, you know. And then I'm like, okay, I'll work on something for a while and I'll go into the back and like work on lyrics. I'll come back out and they'll have an idea about some bridge part, you know. So they are kind of working on music, but they're not completely separated. It starts with these pieces that I have that we're working on together. I mean, it's really collaborative.
Yeah.
Like it sometimes I'm stuck and they'll have an idea and that solves the problem. Sometimes I'm stuck and they'll have an idea and it doesn't seem exactly right, but it is the idea that gets us to the next idea, which actually does work, which is how collaboration should work. You just have to be open to listening to people, because even when the idea isn't the right idea, it's the one that leads to the right idea. And that's what I mean about like, you've got to be driven, you've got to be demanding, but you have got to listen, because that's what makes the jazz happen.
Mayor steers clear of the men from space. Back alley kid with an American face. Wants the one, he brings a case to carry them on through. Did you know what I know about the bedroom boys and the cover ups and the pink Rolls Royce? They bang the drum, she sets the beat to carry Miss America out of New Street. She sings Snowman, Scarecrow, John Doe, Buffalo. I wish you wouldn't go, but I got the arm to reach you. I am Scarecrow. Fell out of love in the snowbound days, riding a subway in a valley. I need the white, she gets the blues, it carries us on through. All these American boys at the park and shop, selling memories for $1 a pop. I'm in the ancient spaceman race fan, corners the market on American taste. There's spaceman, scarecrow, peep show, freak show. She wouldn't go. I got the arms to reach you. I am the scarecrow. Sudden light inside you.
Version of the song called Scarecrow. You'll find the original version of that in its electrified form on the album, which is called Somewhere Under Wonderland. That is the brand new album just out this week from our in-studio guests, the band Counting Crows. That would be Adam Duritz doing the vocals, the triple guitars of David Bryson, David Immergluck, and Dan Vickery, bassist Millard Powers, keyboardist Charlie Gillingham, and drummer Jim Baudios, and we'll have more from all of them in the second hour on Acoustic Cafe. You can find us online. Our brand new website is at acafe.com. Some cool stuff there, including some videos and a new feature called The Single Serving at Acoustic Cafe. You can find it all, acafe.com, as well as links to our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And just ahead on the show, it is A Million Seller from Nickel Creek, just now. Also, Jay Maskus soloing again, and Martin Sexton with a cool classic rock cover.
Where radio continues to evolve.
And you're part of it.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. More and more these days, a lot of artists are finding a home actually in people's homes rather than in clubs or concerts or festivals. Sean Rao being one of these artists who spent the last year doing a whole series of house concerts across America. He describes it this way. He says, it's like I'm some kind of bearded salesman going door to door, but instead of vacuum cleaners, I'm selling all these feelings that come with the songs. That's also a great way to work out the new songs, and his brand new album is just out. It's called Madman. Let's listen to this one called Looking for the Master on Acoustic Cafe.
Living's never easy when your soul is dead. Death is never easy when you're just waiting around. Living's never easy when your soul is dead. Death is never easy when you're just waiting around. Just to keep us safe, just to keep us safe, we look for the master. Feet will not walk easy when the road is red. Sleep will not come easy with a ceiling beast in your bed. Walk easy when the road is red. Sleep will not come easy with a seething beast in your bed. Just to keep us safe.
Shake this at the sky.
although the members of that band are still in their 30s. And in fact, Chris Thiele and Sarah Watkins are in their early 30s. They've been together as a band for 25 years, and they just got a bit of good news. The band Nickel Creek, from their first album, and the song called Reasons Why. You heard Alison Krauss in there as well. She produced that album, and that album has just now gone platinum. That is now a million-selling album from Nickel Creek, their first release, which came out back in 2000. In there also, we heard brand new music from Sean Rao. Madman is his brand new album, and we heard the song called Looking for the Master. Another guy with a brand new album, his second official solo release, is Jay Maskus, formerly of Dinosaur Jr. This time around, he's added a bit more instrumentation and created a record called Tied to a Star. This song is called Heal the Star, from Jay Maskus on Acoustic Cafe.
Everybody's roaming downtown. Everybody's roaming. I could use a little downtime. I could use a bit less down.
There's something happening here, but it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Yeah. There's bad lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their mind. Getting so much resistance from behind. Think it's time we stop. Children, what's the sound? Everybody look what's going round. Yeah. I think it's time, y'all. Mm-hmm. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street singing the songs in a carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. I do believe it's time to stop. Say, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Don't you think it's time? Paranoia strikes deep into your life. It will creep, yeah. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, demand, come and take you away. I do believe it's time. Time to stop, say, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Mm-hmm. I think I'm getting the beat of it now. Mm-hmm. It's time to stop.
The Buffalo Springfield Classic, for what it's worth, as done by Martin Sexton, live here at Acoustic Cafe. And you can always reach us online. acafe.com is our website address. And while you're there, you can also view some of our recent Instagram photos, link to our Facebook page, our Twitter account, all of that through acafe.com. Lots of archives there for you to hear as well. If you've missed some recent shows, interviews, and acoustic performances over the summer, you can catch them all right there in the archives section of the site, acafe.com. And you can also sign up for our weekly e-newsletter. It's very simple, by leaving your email address in the box on the main page at acafe.com, acafe.com. Next hour on the show, it's a newcomer and an old hand, both who will be at this month's Americana Fest in Nashville. Ani DeFranco from Long Ago, a new song created at South by Southwest, and more with our in-studio guests, Adam Duritz and Connie Crowes.